Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, August 6, 2026. Nurses at Maine Medical Center in Portland staged an emergency protest yesterday to demand the immediate release of an RN colleague who's being detained by ICE. They say that she is legally authorized to live and work in the country, and she's waiting for an asylum case from Zambia to be processed. The Maine Medical Center nurses are represented by Maine State Nurses Association, the National Nurses Organizing Committee, an affiliate of National Nurses United. They say, quote, on July 30th, ICE took into custody Deborah Capicia, a medical surgical registered nurse at Maine Medical Center, while she was traveling through Logan Airport in Boston. ICE planned to transfer her yesterday from Massachusetts to Louisiana, where she would be far away from her family, legal counsel, and support systems. Her union is coordinating with her attorneys to work for her release and prevent the transfer. Besides her release, her union nurse co-workers are demanding that their employer, Maine Medical Center, take immediate steps to formally sponsor her for permanent residency. End quote. One of her colleagues, Abigail Nelson, a nurse that's worked with her and considers her a friend, said, quote, Deborah is an amazing nurse and takes great care of her patients. She's a kind and supportive co-worker. We are like a family here, and it feels like a piece of us is missing, end quote. And Cokie Giles, a Maine nurse and vice president of the NNU, said, quote, ICE is imprisoning a nurse who cares for and saves lives every day in our community. When ICE kidnaps critical, upstanding, and hardworking members of our community like this, they are broadcasting their real intentions and goal, to kick all Black and brown people out of the country and turn the United States into a fascist, white supremacist society, as well as terrorize all the people who fight back. Nurses envision a just society and say, absolutely not, end quote. The statement continues, since ICE began kidnapping Black and brown people and terrorizing our communities, National Nurses United has called it out as an illegitimate, violent paramilitary organization that must be promptly abolished. On top of people that immigrant enforcement officers have shot and killed in the streets, such as Johan Sebastian Guerrero, Lorenzo Salgado Aruja, VARN Alex Preddy, and Renee Good, at least 52 people have died within the immigration detention system during Trump's second term, mainly due to withholding of adequate medical care, according to Human Rights Watch. Nurses are outraged, though not surprised, that their employer, MMC, has said that it will not help Capicia. MMC's owner, Maine Health, is currently embroiled with its nurses in a fight to end a secretive agreement it has with Palantir, an AI company well known for its government contracts helping ICE target people for their detention. End quote. That's from the Maine State Nurses Association. Maine Health responded with the following statement. Quote, Maine Health said today that it is reaching out to the Maine Congressional delegation to get more information in support of a nurse working at Maine Health Maine Medical Center, Portland, who was reportedly detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Maine Health officials said all individuals who come to work at Maine Health are thoroughly vetted to assure they are authorized to reside and work in the United States. While Maine Health received no notice that this individual was taken into custody, she was reportedly detained at Logan Airport in Boston Friday. Maine Health has been provided no information by immigration officials as to her current whereabouts or the status of her case. Maine Health did hear from the nurse's attorneys and is providing the appropriate support as they work to secure her release. And then the press release from Maine Health includes the following quote. We have also reached out to our congressional delegation to see if they can provide any further information about this care team member's status, said Britt Cruz, president of Maine Health Southern Region, which includes Maine Health Maine Medical Center. Needless to say, we are concerned, especially given that this individual appears to have been living and working here legally, end quote. The statement continues, Cruz said he's also concerned about the impact this could have on other care team members who happen to be immigrants. Cruz said, we take great care in making sure everyone who comes to work for us is legally authorized to do so. Nevertheless, the enforcement surge by immigration authorities has many of our care team members on edge, end quote. If you would like to get more information about how to help someone, or if you are someone who needs help with immigration authorities, one resource in Maine is the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project. You can find that at ilapmaine.org. For Round Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for all the pledges. Keep them coming. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.